Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. Today's topic is the plan of salvation before creation. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from our sponsor.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Salvation Plan Before Creation, written by Emma Danzi, read by Rochelle Alberti. But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect, he was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. 1 Peter 1, 19-21. Whatever you are going through today, however you are being challenged or pressed by the hardships of life, he is good, he has a plan, and he cares for you. But with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. I don't know about you, but I have never heard anyone use the term precious to describe my blood at a doctor appointment. The concept of precious indicates purity, innocence, and beauty even. Jesus' blood was precious because he was sinless. He was and always will be perfect. It was a generous gift of life for all who believe in him. Just as the Jewish people had to sacrifice lambs who were without blemish or defect, Jesus had to be perfect in order to save us once and for all. An animal could not save us eternally. We could not save ourselves. It had to be Jesus. The life is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11. If there is no blood, there is no life. Jesus gave us his life in order for us to live. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. When we sit back and realize how amazing our God is to have had a salvation plan before creation even began, I do not know that we can fully express our gratitude into words. He loved us so much that he, Jesus, our God, came to die on our behalf and reconcile us to himself so that we could be with him forever. There is no greater love story. Titus 1:2 says, "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." When a married couple plans to have a child together, that couple is aware that this child will be challenging, a sinner, disobedient, and not always easy. However, the couple, out of great love, makes the decision to create life and commit to being the parents of the baby forever. They give the child their last name and are forever a family. However, it is not until the actual difficult moments that the parents realize the fullness of sacrifice and love it is going to take to raise and care for this child. In a greater way, God our Father gives this to us since he knew all the ways we would hurt and disappoint him. He knew the price it would cost and the pain he would endure on the cross. And yet, he chose us anyway. This is the greatest love. He knew all along, yet it was revealed to us in the last times for our sake. Jesus is Lord. Through him, you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. The Bible is clear. The message of the gospel is communicated precisely. that Jesus is the hope of salvation to all who believe in him. God raised Jesus from the dead and glorified him. This is something that we should be reflecting on and living for every day. Jesus is alive, and we are made alive in him. We have hope and we have confidence in our eternal life because of him. Intersecting faith and life. As you ponder the great love that Jesus has for you personally, that he gave his precious blood for you, how does that make you feel? What does it mean to you knowing that God knew you would sin against him and rebel before he created you? And yet, he already had a plan of salvation to make a way to himself. How can you live out of this place of hope and joy today? Further reading, Leviticus 17:11, Romans 15:13, Titus 1:2.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Has fear stolen your peace? I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, helping you fight your fears and grow your faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.